You don't, that's fine too. I think that, you know, the group has, starting with Chief Martin's talking points, I take no credit whatsoever for that.
Oh.
Other than requesting it.
Okay, well, that's some credit.
And Jerry gave me about a 36-hour turnaround, which is pretty fantastic. But that really kept our discussions on track and productive. And I think where we're at now is, you know, it's desirable to do this. That's number one. In terms of involving others down the road, sort of akin to what we did putting Peace Island Medical Center together, I certainly would start with the white paper group, which involves Scott Williams, who's fire chief, fire and rescue of Orcas, and Jim Giglione, who's still the fire chief at Lopez, and some people who really have been there, done that. And there's no sense for the three of us to reinvent the wheel. I think that's the consensus of this group in any of them. That's all I have in way of comments. Well done. Brad, do you want to say anything, sir?
No, just that there seems to be a fair amount of energy going on, doing due diligence on
yes.
all sides of the possibilities here and an ongoing process.
And I would think that as we mature a little bit further with this process, we need to develop the ability to generate some minutes and start to keep track of what we've done and where we're going and what we're trying to do. So I think probably this Friday when we get into that meeting, we should start talking about that. But that'll be important.
I agree. We can. I've taken copious notes. I know you have too.
Yep.
Jarman, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be writing a heck of a lot. But at the least, the two of us can compile our observations and directions and nuances. And I think that's an important thing. In addition to the white paper, which is a work in progress, and that's hopefully soon to be published as well.
Do you anticipate the white paper?
Barbara, you have to speak up. Nobody can hear you.
Where is the white paper as far as completion? Is it close to completion?
It's pretty close. Yeah, we're recategorizing things. We have taken on different chapters individually in terms of contributions. We're going to condense it a bit, too, for a number of reasons. One is just readability, but two, also the time frame. You know, it's definitely on the fast track, and it's going to be a fundamental part of this because there's a wealth of information in there.
So we've talked about a condensation and a sort of like an executive summary kind of thing.
That's my suggestion. Hopefully it'll fly.
Okay, good. Well, I think that's about as far as we can get tonight on that. I do want to assure everybody that's here, however, that as we get this just slightly organized, it's going to be a transparent process. We're going to be bringing the public into it. We're going to be bringing both boards into it. There's not a rush to a final decision on it, and I think as Brad has pointed out, there's a lot of due diligence work that we want to look at and be able to present. Okay.
So I'd like to proffer a motion in the context of this.
Yes, go ahead.
And that is, as you mentioned before, Bill, you know, I've spoken extensively with Ben Linda Kugel, who is the executive director of the Washington Association of PhDs, and he in turn with private practice attorneys as well as MRSC, and his referral in terms of an attorney suggested that we retain counsel just to advise us in terms of some of these procedural considerations. There are no real precedents out there, so it's going to be a little sticky wicket, but they feel it's doable, but the process is an unknown. And so I would proffer a motion to authorize up to $2,000 to allow us to retain Rich Davis, who has been our longstanding attorney and who also is very knowledgeable about fire and rescue districts and that have EMS incorporated into them, to advise us in concert with Joe Quinn, who is a longstanding attorney for Fire District 3. Now, this is something that is only a possibility, and we're not saying we're going to necessarily spend that money if the board authorizes it, but it gives us the opportunity to do so and, you know, keep the train going down the track. This also is going to be a topic of discussion at the Friday meeting 2 days from now with Bob Jarman to see if their side would like to go forward with that idea. Long-winded motion, but
okay, I believe the, into. Then the motion is the board to authorize up to $2,000 to retain an attorney, most likely Rich Davis, to advise the steering committee.
The feasibility of the merger of Fire District 3 and San Juan and EMS.
Okay, I think, yeah, if you want to put that in there, I think it should be that, well, I don't know if this is a proper way to do this, but I'm thinking if we make it so that it's the feasibility, that's sort of the whole discussion. I think there are items that we're probably going to decide that we're going to want to have advice on that may not be just the feasibility. So do you want to put that in your motion? In other words, can we just say this is for legal advice?
Well, as I said before, you know, it's procedural and processes that we would necessarily have to adopt to achieve the end goal. To me, that's feasibility. You could say methodology, too.
Okay, well, let's see. I think at this point, procedurally, we've got the motion.
Could you read that back?
Okay, let's try to...
Still out in the weeds there.
Let's try to... You can condense your motion so that it's in your words to as short as you can get it.
Make a motion to authorize necessary attorney services, and we won't necessarily mention Rich Davis, with regards to the procedures and processes in the I'm blanking on the term that I stole from you, Nathan.
Merger.
The merger, yeah, of Fire District 3 and San Juan Island EMS.
Could we get a dollar limit on that, please?
Yeah, $2,000.
$2,000. Okay.
Up to.
Nathan, have you got that as a motion at this point?
Can I read what I have?
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have motion to authorize attorney services with regards to procedures and processes to merge with Fire Department.
In the context of merging Fire District 3 and San Juan Island EMS.
And could you add the $2,000?
And you've got the $2,000. You need to put that in there, too.
With a monetary limit of $2,000.
Motion to authorize attorney services with regards to processes and procedures in context of merger, proposed merger with Fire District Number 3, not to exceed $2,000.
That sounds okay. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that is our motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now it's open for discussion. Monica?
Just a point that I think is going to be absolutely crucial is understanding where we are with the CID investigation. And so I just want to caution people moving too far down the road, even procedurally, until we have an understanding of that. So, I feel like we're so preliminary. I want to make sure that people understand that's a big caveat out there that we need to understand before proceeding further.
And at this at this point in time, we have no idea
right
what it's going to be. We right may get some indication as a result of the January meeting, but even that is...
Right, so I don't want to move too far down the path before we get that.
Yep, good. Mark, do you have a comment?
No.
Okay. Michael, you started it. My comment will be is that this group is trying to gather information. And when it gets to legal issues, we don't want to guess. And we're not going to spend anything until we get together on this Friday and come up with what our questions really are. And when we as a group have come up with that, we figure we could move to get some legal advice, just some time. It may even just be a phone call. But we could move to that level and then revisit all this in December. So if that's that's my comment on it. Is there any further comment on this before we vote?
Yeah, I would say that there is some pivotal questions that need to be answered. And, mm-hmm. and it could, one of the outcomes is that this whole idea could be precluded. Mm-hmm. And I think if that's the case, whether it's from legal reasons, procedural reasons, or whatever, then we need to know that yeah. sooner and just stop talking about it, frankly, and go
yep.
on.
Yep.
Okay. Then no further discussion then. Let's vote. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, then that is approved 5-0. And that brings us to the last item of our agenda this evening, which is an executive session that we're going to hold for 15 minutes. It's 20 till, so we should be back in here by 5 till. If it goes any longer than that, we'll let anyone that wants to wait know. And did you have a question, Carl?
I do, Mr. Chair. If it, I know public comment has come and gone, but with respect to the last item, is there, my question would be, is there a conversation also about what EMS will do time-wise, maybe at the steering committee level, in the interim after Chief Martin's, after his leave at the end of January, in terms of leadership for EMS until such time as the merger might take initial shape?
Yeah,
is that,
that
conversation happening also? And the CID dates in mid-January put us within 2 weeks of that time. So if we're waiting, I just wonder if at what level that conversation might be happening.
It's been at a secondary level.
Sorry.
Kyle, a secondary level, you know, it's obviously a topic of discussion. It's something that has to be dealt with. But in terms of the primary thrust of this group is to see if is it feasible, number one, is it desirable? And I think the consensus is on the second question, yes, both sides see it as desirable. Then how do we get there? And how do we get there obviously includes leadership here at San Juan Island EMS after Jerry has his final day, so.
Monica, you want to say something? Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, since I don't really know anything other than the background document that I've read, I just want to caution people that from my perspective, it's so early that there is a separate question about leadership and what needs to happen with EMS, because this certainly isn't going to be resolved in any time frame that coincides Chief Martin leaving. And so under the, even if we said this is the best possible thing that could happen, I can't imagine that we wouldn't have a leadership plan specifically for EMS, because it would take a while for everything to come together. So that's my input.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's secondary. It's not the primary emphasis of this small group, and certainly the time frame. You're absolutely right, Monica, that we need to get going on this. We're going to lose Jerry here in about what?
And this will be the topic of future board meetings
exactly.
as well. So
it's a parallel thing
yeah.
in a way. You yeah. know, it's yeah. going to be two projects.
Okay, so we are moving now to the executive session. That clock and my watch don't match, but let's just say we'll be back by 6 o'clock for anybody that wants to wait for any action items that come out of the executive meeting. Thank you. Yeah, he's Monica's significant other, Yuri.
Good, the red light is on.
It was on.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I now know why Pam keeps it by her, though. I kept worrying, is it still on?
Oh, no.